From the historic campus of Colby Sawyer College, you're listening to Classical 90.9 WSCS-FM New London. Classical music for central New Hampshire's Lake Sunapee region. Listen on your computer, tablet, or smartphone at classicalwscs.org.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back.
Get ready for 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods.
Some say I gotta use up all your daylight before it goes out for good. And I hope when I'm an older man I ain't dreaming the same story about holding this here guitar without any strings. Cause I'm freezing up in my hotel feeling the love. Tell the ones I belong to I am treating you. Been afraid, and maybe I'd be better off had I paid. Well, this fighting going on in my head, tossing, turning me late in bed. A rest is what I really long for. She stands up in my way, and a passion card hits my face, and I go down again for the count. Hey. But I know I've seen this scene before, and the character longs for more punishment, abuse, attack of the heart. I'm gonna get back up on the stage again. I'm gonna be the one you wanna hear again. There's a dead eye of a man in my past, and all my life I've been afraid. Had I your open wind, it was me who put that hole in your side. But I believe that there is an infamy in love's open arms of sanctity. Well, one day I'll be back. And all my life I've been afraid.
Small Glories, starting off this week's Out of the Woods for you. They are going to be our guests in the middle of June, so you want to watch out for that. That's from their upcoming release, right now available only in Canada, called Wondrous Traveler. That is Carl Luft and J.D. Edwards. Yeah, great stuff. And that was called Had I Paid. I'm Chip Calkard. Welcome to the show. We have live music in the studio for you this week. Mr. Sean Taylor is here. We did spend quite a bit of time with each other, so we're going to jump right into it since we have so much to listen to from Sean and his visit. I'm going to kick right into a song here. I think he's going to play Balance for you to start off his part of the show here on Out of the Woods.
Dance with me, 'cause I can't find my balance. Please dance with me. Dance with me, 'cause I can't find my rhythm. Please dance with me. Down by the river, sing with me. 'Cause I can't find the key, nor got the words to break it down. Just sing. Me, 'cause I can't find my center now. Please breathe with me. Down by the river, rolling, dancing, singing on to the sea. The fog of new mornings, we can breathe. Laugh with me, 'cause I can't find my faith right now. Please laugh with me. When down from the mountain falls a boulder with a thunder like the river to the sea, it won't until a pebble, softest pebble on the beach. Song called Balance.
Sean Taylor. Live, yeah.
That's right.
He's here.
Good to be here.
Hey, welcome, man. It's been a while.
It has.
Just a little over 2 years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Time flies.
Seems longer, actually, to me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's all time warp.
Yeah, because I got a whole nother situation here how we record.
That's stuff, right.
So. Last time we were up in New London.
That's right.
New Hampshire, yeah. And now we're in the home studio here in Concord, New Hampshire. Sean's up from Connecticut once again.
I am. It was a beautiful drive up, beautiful day for a drive, and glad to be here.
Yeah, I got that same old Taylor guitar there. It looks a little more beat up than last time.
It's got a little more super glue, a little more duct tape, and a few more cracks, but
excellent.
It's still kicking.
All right. Well, you also have a new CD coming out, right?
I do. It'll be coming out in July or August or September, thereabouts, somewhere in that ballpark. It's called Balance, and that last song I played was the title track off of that new CD.
Very cool. Yeah, I think maybe. How long have you had that song kicking around?
That song I've had probably, I wrote it about 6 months before the last time I saw you, I bet. Because I know I played it last time I was here.
Yeah, so. I recognize that. That's a good one.
But I'm finally getting around to recording it. That was a song that broke my my writer's block. I had a couple years writer block, and that was the song that broke me out of it. And so that was the song that kind of kicked me writing again. And the songs that have come since are what's on the CD, so, or some of them anyway.
Excellent. Well, you wanted to maybe play a track from that.
I'd love to, and then I could actually introduce my band, which is the band of Wandering Roots, I guess. It's more of a community or a collective in a lot of ways, but they're a good bunch of people and a great bunch of musicians, and the band is called Wandering Roots, and so by de facto, this song is kind of our theme song, and a lot of people ask me what kind of music I play, and my folk friends kind of tell me I play blues. My blues friends tell me I play folk. And my rock friends always ask me where the drummer is. And everyone else just tells me to get a job. But I tell them I play Wandering Roots music. That is my job. And so the band is called The Wandering Roots. And the music is called Wandering Roots Music. And this next song is called Wandering Roots as well.
All right. And here it is for you right now. Sean Taylor on Out of the Woods.
I've got wandering roots, got wandering shoes. I got a dollar in my pocket, I'm coming home with change. I've got a curious ear, I got a reactive eye. Got a wandering, wandering, wandering mind. I've got wandering roots. I've got wandering roots. Got a wandering soul, and two worn out souls to show my fortune for it. But the smile on your face just reminds me that you know that the deeper and deeper and deeper it grows. Oh my, my firmly planted heart. So I'll sit right down with you. Can watch the grass grow from the seeds of all the roots, and we'll love the whole day through. We'll go with it, wherever it will take us. Take us.
Sean Taylor from the new one, upcoming Wandering Roots. And you were saying those are not the final mixes yet, right?
That's not the final mix, but it's pretty close. And that is the first time the band has recorded a reggae track on anything. And it's our acoustic roots Americana reggae, I guess. It's a little Wandering Roots style, but it's I sat down to write that song in Nashville, and I actually sat down to write a country song at the time. And I was sitting at my campsite in Nashville, which is a beautiful spot on Percy Priest Lake there, and which I can't tell anyone where it is because it's the best campsite in the world. But it's a little fire pit. It's by the water, and you can sit there and write. But it was 150 degrees, I swear to God, and the humidity was adding another 20 degrees. So instead of writing a country song, I sat down and wrote a reggae song, which is what you just heard.
So it was that hot, and you had a fire anyway.
I had a fire anyway because you have to if you have a fire pit by a lake.
All right, yeah, well, Sean Taylor's here live. He's got his guitar, and maybe we could get him to play another one for you.
Absolutely. I'll play another one off of the new CD, which is a song I wrote kind of reflecting on how my life was much different pre-kids, I guess, and pre-now. And my wife and I started our relationship living together in a little backpacking tent and hiking the Long Trail together in Vermont. And we spent about 6 weeks on the Long Trail, and out of those 6 weeks, it rained about five. So we got to calling it the Long Swamp. But long story short, we've been together ever since then. And now we have two kids. And I often think about how different our life was when you could just sling a backpack on and go and not worry about anything, really. And now, you know, we couldn't do that. We take our kids out backpacking, and though life is so much different now, it's so much better now too. So this is a song about that. It's called Simpler Then.
All right.
With the sunrise, bagels and cream cheese, wide open spaces in sweet alpine air. Pack up our stuff, tighten our laces, hike till the dawn, set our tent down somewhere miles away. Where it's stroganoff for dinner, that we cook in a bag, hold each other's stars fall on high. And we're laughing on dreams where the road never ends, so high when we lay down and die. California, I clear Sierra Crest. California, so much simpler then. When the rains come, you put on your suit, stay as dry as you can through the long drought. Camel up water like as fast to the next hole as you can. You can find water, get you through the next day. Not a road in the distance, not a soul in our way. We can make love in the light of the day in the highlands. California, I clear Sierra Crest. 50 pounds on the shoulder, it's lighter now than the life that we live. So now the mountains are higher, they're made up of bills, and there's devils that live on the page. And the road's now heavy, kids are counting on us. Trail is not always so clear. As the sunrise from Whitney, fill up your soul for a lifetime to come in a frame. And I dream now to take them where they're free to roam. The air safe for them there to breathe. California, I clear Sierra Crest. California, so much simpler then. But then we walk through the woods, the park down the street, from our house and the trail takes a turn. And the kids jump and shout, there's a junction ahead, to someplace we've never been, California. I clear Sierra Crest, California. So much simpler there, California. So much closer to home, California. Been right here all along, California. I clear Sierra Crest, but our lives now are higher than any mountain where we've ever been.
That's a song called Simpler Than.
Sean Taylor, once again for you, live here on Out of the Woods. Yeah, and that's off the new CD as well.
That is, yes.
Excellent. I think you probably just said that, but, you know, I lose my mind during when I'm trying to record these things and watching the cat make sure they don't jump on the mixing board. And some of it gets lost in the translation. But, yeah, great stuff.
Thank you.
Well, you are headed, this is not going to air right away, but you have some shows coming up. Maybe from, if you could let folks know what's coming up in the next month, perhaps. And
I do. You know, the best thing to do is just get on the website, SeanTaylorTunes.com, which is S-H-A-W-N, and you can find the full calendar there. I'm always updating it, but I do have a bunch of shows coming up. I got stuff coming up in Connecticut where I'm based. I'm playing all over the place, but I got a couple preview shows of the CD that I'll be playing all the songs from the CD and telling the stories behind them in small intimate listening rooms in Hamden, Connecticut at Best Video, which is like a local video store, which I guess those are kind of rare now, video store / coffee shop / performance space where they just got their nonprofit status to promote music and stuff, which is a really cool space down in Connecticut. And over in Massachusetts, I'm playing a vineyard where they have a nice, real nice space and a very attentive crowd, which is a Lost Acre Vineyards, which is a perfect place to release Wandering Roots music at a Lost Acre. But I'm also headed down to Nashville this summer in July and West Virginia to Thomaston, I think, the Purple Fiddle, which will be my first time down there. I've always driven through or walked through West Virginia, but never had a chance to play there yet. But yeah, I think the best thing to do would be to check the calendar because it knows better than I do.
All right, yeah. SeanTaylorTunes.com, S-H-A-W-N.
That's right.
Taylor, yes, not T-A-I, but T-A-Y.
That's it.
L-O-R-S.
SeanTaylorTunes.com.
All right, well, do you know when the CD is going to be released?
We're looking towards the end of the summer. I was initially had planned on having it in hand when I came up to visit you, but as one thing led to another, I decided to sit on it and wait and listen more and really take our time and kind of let it age after it had been mostly recorded. So we've been doing that, and it's coming along great, and the art's coming great, so we're looking at probably August or possibly September. So
very cool. So the songs on the CD, you've been playing them out a lot before?
Some of them I've not played out at all.
In fact, really?
This last one I just debuted at a show up in Burlington, Burlington, Vermont, and then I debuted it on the air last week down in Connecticut. I played a few radio shows down there and played that. But other than that, this is brand new material. I haven't been playing them at gigs. There's some other songs on there that I wrote as I was basically, you know, headed to the studio type of thing, and let's see what happens, and put them out there. And it's a very, I think, organic-sounding CD, and it balances my my solo fingerstyle stuff that you're hearing now with the band stuff. So it's kind of a balance of that, and it's a balance in many different ways.
Very cool. And that word keeps popping up with your music, balance.
That's right.
There it is again.
It's what I'm always looking for.
That's right, yeah. Well, maybe we could do another one.
Sure. Maybe we'll go back. I hate to neglect my old stuff, too, which is my last CD was called Home, which I know I had in hand last time I was up here. And So maybe I'll play the title track off of that, which is a song called Home.
All right. Sean Taylor on Out of the Woods.
It's a song about the ephemeral nature of home. Drink a little too much beer. Every time that I go home, I remember why I ran away from there. Every time that I go home, I'm saying something that I probably shouldn't have said. Every time that I go home, I always end up right back here. But there's no place like home, except for sometimes when you're there. There's no place like home. Now I wish I could go there. Every time I hit the road, yes, every time that I go, every time that I leave, no matter how far, no matter how long the road may go, there's no place like home. Except for sometimes when you're there, and there's no place like home. Now I wish I could go there. To lay down by the river, hills, trains roll by at night. Sing the songs that we used to sing when you're still alive. I go home, I remember why I came back here. So every time that I go home, I can see your face and all of theirs. Every time that I go home, I'm saying something that I probably shouldn't have said. Every time that I go home, I'm airing all the laundry that I had. There's no place like home, except for sometimes when you're there. There's no place like home. Now I wish I could go there. But every time that I go home, I still drink a little too much beer. Every time that I go home, I remember why I ran away from there. Cause there's no place like home, except for sometimes when you're there. Cause there's no place like home. There's no home without you there.
every time that I go home.
Sean Taylor. I don't know if you noticed everything going on during that song.
Yes, I saw. The Wandering Brown Van.
Yes, we had a visit from the UPS man, as Sean was in the middle of that song, and I had to get up and very quietly try to open the door. And
it's pretty sly. It was pretty good.
Not bad, yeah. The radio life never ends.
Oh, yeah, more CDs.
More CDs being delivered from this time from Warner Music Group. No idea, probably. Probably just a CD single. They waste an entire brown van and a delivery guy on a CD single.
Do they send you singles still?
Oh, they do.
Really?
It's kind of amazing, the resources and some of the stuff that arrives as well that will never make it onto the show.
Wow.
Yeah, they send, you know, hard rock and, you know, electric blues, and it's like, oh, what am I going to do with this stuff?
Yeah, right. You might want to research the show first.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, Sean Taylor's here with us. That was Home, the title cut from his last CD.
That's right.
Came out, what was it, 10? No.
It was the end of 2012.
2012, right. Yeah. You had Free, which is from 2010?
I believe so, yeah. And then Wandering Roots was the first one I did, which was 2008.
Oh, wow.
So I guess it's coming full circle, Wandering Roots, music.
There you go. Very cool. So you're talking about your dates that you have coming up. Do you have any festivals? Do you do festivals or anything like that?
I'll be at Falcon Ridge. I'm not playing other than the little sideshow tents there. I've been a part of the Connecticut Folk Festival and some smaller festivals, but nothing big for this summer planned yet.
Relaxing.
That's right. I'll be at the festivals. You'll see me there.
There you go. Good stuff. All right, yeah, folks, Sean Taylor's here. Maybe we could do one more before we have to take our first break.
Sure.
What you got for us?
Let's see. Let's do something off the new one. This kind of goes with the song Balance. I guess the reason I got thrown off and had my writer's block for a couple of years was that I'd been thrown off of Balance. And the reason I've been thrown off of Balance is just on account of life's difficult questions. And so this song is about life's difficult questions, and in particular the ones your kids ask you, and not the first ones that pop to mind, but the really, really complex, difficult questions that are just really hard to answer. So,
Dad, why would they do that? Yes, deep in my eyes, I try to choke back the tears I tremble inside. I don't know. They're gone now, she says, right, the bad guys are gone. So I put on my best smile and threw around them my arms. I said, I know one thing for sure, it's two really big hearts there in you. May not always be answers, but they'll always be love. It gets too dark, you gotta turn on the love. When the storm starts raging, hold on to that love. Hold on. And look to the actions of the people who help, whose love outshined their shadows of self. You find them in the darkest scenes in the world. If that's what you're looking to find, you might even find them in yourself. May not always be answers, but they'll always be love. It's too dark, you gotta turn on the love. When the storm starts raging, hold on to that love. Hold on. Hold on. So I buckled on in and we sang down the road. And we went to that old spot where we'd love to go. And they both jumped on out and they ran on ahead. May not always be answers, but they'll always be love.
Sean Taylor, once again, for you here on Out of the Woods.
The song called Why.
Why?
Because.
Good one. I liked it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, so go look for that new CD, which is called Balance. And on it, you will find that song called Wandering Roots.
Wandering Roots, that's right. You'll also find these other ones, too.
Such as Why.
Why and Simpler Than.
That's
and,
right.
And Balance.
That's right. It's just like the old K-Tel ads on TV, where you see the songs ticking by. And the one you're hearing is highlighted in yellow
right.
on the screen.
Right.
Sean Taylor's with us, folks. I think we got to take a quick break here for station identification. So we're going to do that now. We'll be right back with more great stuff right after this.